I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. A new report says that Medicaid expansion has saved Montana more than $30 million in its first 18 months.
Medicaid expansion continues to be a stunning success for Montana. There is no denying this.
That's Sheila Hogan, head of the State Department of Health and Human Services. She says nearly 81,000 Montanans are now covered by the expansion that went into effect at the start of 2016. In a conference call meeting with the state's Medicaid Expansion Oversight Committee, DPHHS's Erica Johnston said the $30 million savings comes from the federal government now paying a bigger share of the cost of medical services for specific groups of people.
Those savings are made up of members with children between 24 to 50% of the federal poverty level, members with severe mentally disabling conditions, medically needy individuals across Montana, and women in the breast and cervical cancer program.
Medicaid expansion brings more federal dollars to Montana by paying for medical care for people who previously did not qualify for Medicaid. Prior to the Affordable Care Act, even the poorest Montanans typically could not get Medicaid if they were not children, pregnant, disabled, or elderly. Johnston said the growing Medicaid population means...
We've also delivered $550 million in health care services to Montanans.
Most of that money has ended up in counties with big populations and large hospitals. Missoula, Lake, and Flathead counties have seen more than $10 million each in Medicaid expansion spending in the last year and a half. So have Lewis and Clark, Cascade, Gallatin, Yellowstone, and Silver Bow counties. The biggest line item for Medicaid expansion spending has been for hospital services, followed by pharmaceuticals and physician services. Nearly $50 million has been spent on mental health and chemical dependency services. Montana is one of the few states that's allowed to charge some of its Medicaid expansion recipients premiums for coverage. Erica Johnston.
I'd also like to point out that we have $4.6 million in premiums collected from our members as well.
The bipartisan Medicaid expansion bill that narrowly passed in the 2015 legislative session also has a workforce training provision. Bill sponsor Senator Ed Buttrey, a Great Falls Republican, wanted to give Medicaid recipients incentives to get jobs that paid enough for them to afford private insurance. The portion of Medicaid expansion that offers job training is called HelpLink. Scott Eichner with Montana's Department of Labor and Industry said,
78% of people who have participated in the HelpLink portion of the HELP Act have gone back to have found employment after receiving services through the program. So great success. Over three quarters of the people are going to work, which at the end of the day for the work component piece is the name of the game for what we're doing.
You can find a copy of the new report to Montana's Medicaid Expansion Oversight Committee at our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.